From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning,
but
Mike.
The good news is here because we have found some confidence.
A little bit of confidence, yeah. Yeah, we're going to bring it back home this morning. The rest of the week could get quite interesting over in the US, actually, Mike, because they've got a holiday shortened week over there. You've got the big holiday on Friday, July the 4th, and that one big, beautiful bill act working its way through the Senate as we speak. Yeah, but the local economy, the wheels keep turning, Mike. And as we've spoken about many times, we've got this sort of two-speed economy, the rural-urban thing, agri versus everything else, and north versus south. And you can see evidence of this in this data release yesterday. So ANZ Business Outlook, yeah, confidence has recovered. But what I think is interesting here, Mike, is we've still got this big gap between expectations and the cold, hard reality of the here and now. So, well, I suppose unless you're a dairy or beef farm, in which case the here and now is pretty good. But confidence bounced in June, so the headline number 46.3 versus 36.6 in June. Now, this was kind of expected because you might recall in May you had that sort of divergence inside the month and things got better and better as May went on. So essentially now you've got 46% of respondents expecting better business conditions ahead. But here's the thing. In there, you've got this thing, past own activity. That's the best predictor of GDP or growth, and it's gone the other way. It's down 3 points. But expected activity went up. It rose 6 points. So this actual own past activity and expected activity, these two indicators have diverged quite a lot in the last couple of years. So respondents keep thinking things are going to get better, but the actual level of activity is having a hard time catching up with those expectations. And, you know, recall last year survived till 25, but we're not seeing that love yet so far. And it's now looking like more like it's going to be 26. There is this evidence of the differential sectors. So profit expectations, no surprise there. The sector with the highest profit expectations, the agri sector, construction's the lowest. Investment expectations, big jump in investment expectations for the agri sector, low levels in retail. You can see evidence in the responses that people are cognizant of that investment boost legislation because government policy is now being cited as a key reason to invest. Cost pressure is still evident. RBNZ will note that. I agree with the authors, though. The omens for Q2 GDP aren't promising.
No.
To sum it up, Mike, I think the survey paints a picture of some relief that the tariff noise has subsided. And I find it fascinating that that tariff noise is having such an impact at a local level in New Zealand, but outside of the agri sector, actual activity is still quite subdued.
Right. And so how does that dovetail into the jobs?
Into the jobs. So this, yeah, labour market number yesterday is the monthly employment indicator. This is what we call filled jobs, inland revenue data, hard data, not a survey, yet very lacklustre. Filled jobs up 0.1% in May. Now, I wouldn't have been surprised to see that in negative territory, but the previous months have been revised lower, so it's quite probable that May's 0.1 will be revised lower. Mixed across sectors, construction notable for a loss in jobs. Look, this whole things raises the possibility of a slightly higher unemployment rate at some point. The number of filled jobs across the whole country is 2% lower than the peak in early 2024, so there's less jobs. Primary sector was up 0.4. The services sector, it's the big employer in New Zealand, 75% of filled jobs are in services. That did rise 0.1%. It's okay, but it fell. They revised down. So in April, it was down 0.2%. That's down 1% year on year. And what this number in here that I find really sad, Mike, no reprieve for the youngsters.
No.
The 15 to 19 year age gap, that employment is down almost 10% in the last year. So pretty tough for school leavers out there.
Ain't that the truth? What are the numbers?
Well, the US markets have bounced. That sort of Canada announcement, I think they're reacting positively to that. So the digital services tax being dropped as part of the negotiations there. So the Dow Jones is up 126 points. That's 0.29%, 43,947. The S&P 500, all-time highs there, 6184. It's up 11 points, 0.18%. And the NASDAQ up 42 points, 20,315. The FTSE 100 fell 0.43% to start the week, 8760. The Nikkei was up 0.84%, 40,487. Shanghai Composite up 23,444. The Aussies gained 28 points yesterday. The ASX 200 closing at 8542. And on the local market, we gained 19 points, 0.15%, 12,602 to close. Kiwi dollar continues to go up. 0.6087 against the US, 0.9263 against the Aussie, 0.5172 euro, 0.4439 against the pound, 87.82 Japanese yen. Gold is $3,294 and Brent crude steady as $67.63.
Enjoy your Tuesday. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.